You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Pete Duchenko, the Senior Director of Product Management with Rio SEO, a new brand and business unit launched by Covario to provide standalone software tools for earned media automation such as SEO, social media, and content marketing that is ideally suited for in-house marketers and digital agencies. Pete, a hearty welcome to you, and thanks for coming out to be with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So, Pete, what has been your role at Covario and now at Rio SEO?
So, Eric, I've been with the company for pretty much since it started, a little over 6 years, which in the space of SEO is quite a while. During that time, my role has been working on the product side of the organization. So I'm currently heading up the software product side of Rio SEO as a Senior Director of Product Management.
What is the focus of Rio SEO?
So Rio SEO is a distinct business unit and really a new brand that was spun out from Covario to really help target the needs of mid-market agency users in the space of SEO and software, specifically offering software types of solutions. We spun this out because we wanted to offer some distinct opportunities, some distinct offerings for those particular market spaces. Traditionally, Covario has been targeting enterprise-level organizations that require both software and agency needs. So we wanted to make sure that we had an offering that addressed mid-markets and agencies that typically have some unique needs on their own.
Why did Covario see an opportunity to launch Rio SEO at this time, or what provoked the starting of Rio SEO?
Sure. We've actually been talking about a concept like this for a little while now, and it's actually not unique to certain companies as they begin to mature to also separate out some of the service offerings that they have in different areas. And this is exactly what we wanted to do, is we've recognized that as we've matured over the years and we've been targeting historically enterprise-level organizations, those types of needs were both on the software side and the agency side. But we've also started to see a growing need at the mid-market size-level organizations for just software types of opportunities. And that's really where we wanted to target this, is we wanted to offer what we refer to as more module and focused types of software packages that can be lower price points, addressable for mid-markets that need those, but still as a holistic offering, offer the opportunities for a lot of these different modules to begin to work together, which is really where a lot of the value that we see at the enterprise level organizations. So in other ways, we wanted to take a lot of the opportunities and the expertise that we had at the enterprise level, bring that to the mid-market at a better price point for a lot of those people.
What would be your vision for this new brand and business unit?
We've been, we initially want to take a lot of our existing software pieces that we've been developing over the past 6 years, focusing both on SEO and social, bring that to the mid-market. So what that basically consists of right now is, we're going through our rebranding effort with some of our software, but eventually we want to take a lot of these components that exist at the enterprise level and break them out into more targeted and focused aspects of SEO. So we're very excited to offer one of those components right now, which we refer to as Rio SEO Change Tracker. And what that allows a lot of our users to do is actually keep track of changes that are occurring on their website that may impact their SEO program, but they may not always be aware of. So what we've typically seen for agencies or anyone in the mid-market or anyone that's dealing with a lot of different people that are affecting their websites, these changes can impact their programs if they're not aware of those things. So we wanted to make sure that we have a way to track that, alert people around those changes, and also understand if any changes have occurred, that you may not be aware of so that you can actually see the impact of those and react to those quickly. So the vision around that is to take some of those concepts, which are very targeted solutions for SEO and social, offer those to the mid-markets, and then make sure that each one of those individual target pieces of software interacts with each other so that if you're in a similar situation with a lot of the people that we've seen happen is you log out of one system to do one particular area, maybe keyword discovery or rank checking. You need to log into a different system and re-import the information in. It's a very time-consuming process. So we really wanted to offer these targeted solutions so that you can do the work that you need to do in that area that you're focused on, but then you can also work with the other modules that we can also offer so that you have one area to go to for all of your SEO needs.
Today we are joined by Pete Duchenko, the Senior Director of Product Management with Rio SEO, a new brand and business unit launched by Quivario to provide standalone software tools for earned media automation such as SEO, social media, and content marketing that is ideally suited for in-house marketers and digital agencies. Here on Enterprise Radio today, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, Pete, what products or software offerings will you provide at the start?
So we have a number of different products that we've been offering for over 6 years now, and we're going to extend those out for our Rio SEO clients as well. Right now, starting out, we have five sets of products that we're offering. Our first one is Rio SEO Search Analytics, which is really a robust SEO auditing, reporting, and recommendation solution. In addition to that, we also will be offering our Website Optimizer, which is really a way to help actually with the deployment challenges that come into SEO. In addition to that, we also offer some opportunities on the mobile space for those people that are looking to develop and offer a mobile solution for their websites, and continually also bring in, as our fourth component, some social changes. We know that social plays a very large role in SEO and is continuing to grow, so we have solutions that can help integrate between social and SEO. And then the fifth one is the one that I mentioned earlier, which is around our change tracker capability, which offers the opportunity to monitor and understand changes to your website that impact your SEO programs.
What kind of customers are you targeting?
So we've been trying to really focus on the Rio SEO side with helping offer these solutions for mid-markets, in-house users, as well as agency users as well. So traditionally with the Quivario brand, we've been focused at the enterprise level, and those users tend to focus on needs around both software as well as with services that are out there. When you start to look at some of the mid-markets or the agency users themselves, they're really looking at a lot of the technology, and they want focused technology in specific areas around that. So that's where we're really going after right now with that market.
How would you say that Rio SEO differentiates itself from its competition?
On the Quivario side, we've been around for a little over 6 years, so we're really one of the first organizations that's offered software solutions for the SEO space as well as PPC and social, and we're bringing that technology over to the Rio SEO side. And one of the ways that we differentiate is by the fact that each one of the different product offerings that we offer may have its own set of competition that exists within that, but we're really the only organization or company out there today that offers a complete holistic package of SEO solutions. So we have not only the capabilities to offer reporting and recommendation opportunities, but we also offer deployment solutions which really help with the actual optimizations themselves, so that you can begin to make the changes through our software in addition to identifying the opportunities of what needs to be changed. Then that's up with the ability to manage the, you know, and understand what changes have been made, as well as report the success that you're having with your programs. So that full package across the entire SEO program is really what differentiates ourselves from a lot of the other competitors that are out there today.
Very good. And Pete, where do you see the business heading in the months or year ahead?
Well, we want to continue to offer a lot of this, the solutions that we're starting out with, and we want to continue to build upon that with different focused target modules that are out there. And certainly if I look at where the business is headed, I think that comes from where I think the industry is headed and what we've seen in terms of, you know, both short and long-term strategy around where we see opportunities out there. Right now, there's a growing need between social and SEO, and I think that anyone that's in the SEO space right now has seen that the signals that we're seeing out there on the social space are increasing, and there needs to be a understanding of how social impacts your SEO programs and taking that into consideration. And that's really one of the things that we've been targeting on as a short-term solution with our social products and with some of our own SEO products that we offer as well. In addition to that, we're also beginning to see this play around content marketing and being able to take a lot of the content that you're developing, publishing that out so that it can be used and accessed and be of interest to people in the social space, as well as be able to use that social buzz to help drive more signals back into the SEO program. And I think from a longer-term perspective, you know, if you look at the trends of the way the industry has moved over the years, it's becoming more and more complex. And we've certainly seen that with the case that people are tracking more pages, they're tracking bold words, they have more responsibility. And with a lot of the changes that we're seeing with the algorithms that the search engines are doing, it's a moving target that's constantly moving. So it's becoming more and more complex. You know, at the date of this recording, you know, Google has recently put out a new algorithm change, and the SEO industry right now is reacting to that to understand what the changes were and how they're now changing their rankings, and what people need to be able to do to make sure that they're staying in line with the important factors that are coming into play. So as these complexities continue over the years, the use of having software, the use of having the ability to automate as much of your SEO program as possible is becoming more and more in demand. And I think that if people aren't using software right now as part of their SEO program, they will certainly be doing so within the next, at least within the next year or so.
Pete, where can our listeners connect with Rio SEO Online and get more information?
So the first place would be on our website, which is www.rioseo.com. We also are on the social spaces, so we have Facebook, Twitter, as well as Google+, and all of that information can be found on our website. So we'd love to have everyone check it out and contact us if they have any more questions.
He is Pete Duchenko, the Senior Director of Product Management with Rio SEO, a new brand and business unit launched by Quiverio to provide standalone software tools for earned media automation such as SEO, social media, and content marketing that is ideally suited for in-house marketers and digital agencies. And the website of reference, once again, is rioseo.com. Pete, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
Ours as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.